time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, if you're one of those lucky people who got through the winter without catching cold, don't forget there's still danger of a spring cold, so better knock on wood. But seriously, friends, if a cold should sneak up on you, just remember Alka-Seltzer's ABC. Yes, when your head feels all stuffed up and you have that fevery shake all over feeling of a cold, begin Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment right away. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for prompt relief from cold discomfort. B, be careful. Get more rest than usual. Dress properly and watch your diet. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to comfort that raw, sore throat. There you have it, friends, your ABCs for speedy ease. It's wise to always be prepared. That's why I always advise you to ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer. Then you'll have an extra package in reserve. The extra package is a safety measure. For when your tablets get down to four, with the extra package, you'll have some more. Alka-Seltzer is at all drugstores in the familiar blue and white packages. Alka-Seltzer comes in two convenient sizes, the smaller 30-cent package, ideal for your office desk or for carrying in your briefcase or bag, and the large family size package at 60 cents. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and restaurant talking to Cedric Weehunt. Listen.
Well, now look, Cedric. Now, be reasonable about this. Sit back down. Now, sit down. Now, let's talk this over. You're toting two rabbit's foot around with you, and it ain't going to hurt you one bit to sell me just one of them.
Oh, no, I need both of them, Mr. Abner.
I'll pay you good money for one of them, Cedric.
Oh, I don't dare to give neither one of them up.
I'll pay you $2.
No more.
$5.
No more.
Now, Cedric, I've just got to have one of them, because, well, Cedric, I'll let you in on a terrible secret if you'll sell me one of them rabbit's foot.
A secret?
Yes.
Oh, I just love secrets. Tell me.
Cedric, do you know the whole town of Pine Ridge is haunted?
Yes, Mom.
I've heard of haunted houses before, but this is the first time I ever heard of a whole town being haunted. But by doggers, we've got one. Now, will you sell me one of your rabbit's foot?
No, Mom. I know all about the town being haunted.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes, Mom. Everybody's talking about it. And that's why I need both of them rabbits.
Well, Cedric, I've got to have some protection against that bad blame ghost. I can't run around this way.
Yes, Mom, but I'm twice as big as you are, Mr. Abner, so I need twice as much protection.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm so big, I don't believe one rabbit's foot would give her me.
Cedric, if they work at all, one ought to do the trick for you all right.
Well, yes, Mom, but don't forget we've had a call from the ghost at our house, and I've done had one accident already. That car smash-up.
Well, yes.
And you ain't had no accidents, or your barn ain't burned down or nothing. Yes.
No, but, well, wait a minute now, Cedric. I did have an accident, too. How about that night when you were supposed to be bodyguarding at my house and you shot me full of birdshot?
Oh, well, that wasn't no accident. I done that on a purpose.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Doggies, I figured that.
Oh, no, never. It was accident. It was accident.
I bet it wasn't no such a thing. Of course, on the other hand, you might have thought I was somebody else.
That must have been it.
Yeah, you might say that you shot me accidentally.
Good.
Yeah, you could call that accident. Yeah, you could do it. Better sell me a rabbit's foot now, Cedric.
Well, I just hate to sell them. I might loan you one for a day or so.
Well, I don't care how I get it, just so that I got something to carry around with. Oh.
Yeah, I might do that.
Well, good. Good.
Here, I'll let you have the littlest one.
I don't care what size
it is. Its name's Philip.
Yeah, much obliged, Cedric. Doggies, I feel safer already.
Mr. Abner, just who is this fella, or ghost, that's haunted Pine Ridge?
Well, I reckon maybe you don't recollect him, Cedric. His name was Judd Vance. Whispering Judd Vance, everybody called him. Because he had some sort of peculiarities about his throat and always talked in a sort of a whisper. Fact is, that's how we figured out who the voice was. He talks in a whisper, too, you know.
Well, I ain't never heard him myself.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. says all that about death and disaster. All that stuff, you know.
Do that some more, Mr. Ebster. Makes me cool all over.
Do what, Cedric?
Whispering that way.
Oh, no, no. Anyway, this Judd Vance, he used to live right here in Pine Ridge. And finally got run out of town for horse stealing. And he swore up and down right standing there he'd come back here one of these days and get even with every one of us.
Were you in the bunch that run him out of town?
Why, sure. I was the main one of them. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Of course I were a guinea-eyed. I thought Judd was innocent. Fact is, I thought he was the nicest feller I ever knowed. So nice, I wish he was my uncle. Old nice Judd Vance. That's what he said.
Well, wait a minute. What are you hollering for, Mr. Evans?
Be quiet, Cedric. You might be here in the store listening to us.
Where?
Well, any place around here. You can't see him. He's a ghost. He's in bed 8 or 9 years.
Well, I thought you could see ghosts. See them bed sheets they always wear.
Well, I don't much believe you can in the daytime, Cedric.
You can on Halloween night, I know.
Well, mostly at night when you see him, I think.
Like goblins and elves.
Well, I don't know much about them, Cedric.
They come out of a night.
They do, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Huh. 12 o'clock midnight. High midnight.
Well?
I've read about them in school.
Well?
They come out at midnight and get together on a green carpeted knoll in the middle of the forest and dance in the moonlight.
I see.
Period.
Well, you know more about them than I do, Cedric. I never heard much about them.
Reckon they got a jukebox out there in the woods.
I don't know nothing about them, Cedric.
Well, they got to have music to dance by. Might be a jukebox.
Might be, I don't know.
Of course, I don't know where the little elves would get any nickels to play it with, though.
Well, Cedric, you just have to figure that for yourself, because... Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Means is this town tore up?
Ha.
My. Oh, hello there, Cedric.
What, Mr. Lum?
I never seen the likes of it. I've saw a few people scared to death, but this is the first time I've ever saw a whole town scared out of it, as witch.
On account of Judd's ghost, you mean, Mom?
Yeah, it was bad enough when he was still alive, but now that he's dead, he's terrible.
You know what, Mom? Elizabeth claimed that she seen him last night.
Seen old Judd?
Yes, sir, seen old Judd. Said he floated right by the window twice.
Oh, she must just imagine that.
Well, she might have. I don't see how she could have seen him. She had her head under the pillar all night. Leastways, I hope she never seen him.
Well, you never saw nothing floating by the window, did you?
Why, no. Not a thing. But on the other hand, I had my head under the pillar, too.
Well, Papa said he seen him.
Oh, now, Cedric.
Your Pa seen him?
Well, he said he did. He said first he heard the pump handle squeaking, and then he looked out the window, and there he was.
Well, I never know ghosts got thirsty.
Well, I don't know where they do or not, but I'm pretty sure that your papa just imagined all that, Cedric.
Well, now, it could be, Lum. We all know that Judd's ghost has come back to Pine Ridge, and he's trying to get even with everybody like he said he would.
Well, I don't know where that's it or not. I never did believe in ghosts before, but... I'll have to admit some awful peculiar things have been happening around town here lately.
And that voice sounds just like Judd's, too. Now, we all agreed on that.
Yeah, I just don't know what to think. Especially after the way old Lee acted last night.
Old Lee?
Oh, that dog sat outside the barn and howled night and I all night long.
He might have been sitting on a cuckoo bird.
No, weirdest thing you ever heard.
Well, that dog, if he must have been excited then. Generally, he's so lazy, he just sits there till some other dog howls, and then he just nods his head about all he ever does.
Yeah.
Hi, Doggett. Well, come in, Grandpap. How are you?
Howdy, 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 howdy. Here, make up my bill, Abner. I want to pay up. Hurry up. Get this seven-legged thing made out.
Did I hear you right? You say you want to pay up your bill here at the store?
That's right. Exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, I know as I knowed you were scared, Grandpap, but I never thought I'd live to see the day you'd get that scared.
Well, you don't need to pay it up, Grandpap. Your credit's still good with us.
Well, it ain't that. We're leaving town.
Leaving?
Yep. Moving over to Odin. They're going to put up the Charity Sister's place over there.
Charity Sister? I thought you said she was the one human in this world that you couldn't abide.
Well, that's right. But anything's better than a seven-legged ghost.
Well, now, Grandpap, you can't just up and leave Pine Ridge this away.
I don't know why I can't. Charity's over there packing right now.
She is?
I held the ladder for her while she clumb up in the attic and hauled the trunk down. She'd have did it last night if old Judd hadn't have been up there. We heard him walking around.
Well, doggies, he sure had a busy night last night. He was at everybody's place in town, looks like.
Well, he ain't gonna hate me no more, I'll tell you that. Yeah, hello, Ben.
Well, hello there, Milford.
Well, for goodness sakes, I never knowed you was up, Ben. I thought you was back in the feed room, sleeping.
No, I'm about ready to turn in, Mo. I just stopped over at Squire's office for a bit. Took out an accident policy with him.
Oh, you did? Well, I taken one out yesterday.
Well, I don't see what good that's going to do you, taking out them accident policies. What you need is a ghost policy. And I don't reckon they got pictures in. If they did, Squire Skimp would be selling them.
Well, that ain't the idea, Abner. Getting protection against a ghost.
That's what I want protection against, as a ghost. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we just figure that long as accidents is happening around town, a feller might just as well give himself all the finance protection he can.
Yes.
Well, sure, I don't reckon it hurts nothing. Nothing will hurt anything with that fella around, I'll tell you that right now. Did you get any clues last night when you was out patrolling, Ben?
Well, it's hard to say, Abner, but I can tell you this much. I'm working on a pretty strong hunt.
There.
Good for you. What is it, Ben?
Well, I'd rather not make any statements at this time. However, I have a list of things I want you to gather up for me, Abner.
What kind of a list?
Just a few items. I've got it here somewhere.
Yeah, what is it? I'll get it for you.
Oh, here. Three night shirts, four collars, one pair. Here it is. One box of hairpins, the extra large type.
Yeah, we got them.
One pair of gloves, medium size.
You ain't got the wrong list again, have you?
No, I want the gloves.
All right.
Two flashlight batteries, a box of pepper, and one box of graham crackers, small. That's all.
Well, what in the world you want all that junk, Ben?
What could you make out of that?
Well, you
hate
just
to eat it.
Have it ready for me tonight when I go on duty. I've got to turn in now and get some shut-eye.
Well, just a minute, Ben. There ain't anything else we can help you with, is it?
No, this is a one-man job, Lom. Be sure to leave all the articles on that list, Ben.
Yeah, I will.
I'd better get to bed. I've got a lot of work to do tonight. If everything goes the way I've planned it, by tomorrow, I'll know something pretty definite about our friend the ghost. See you later.
Well, that's a strange assortment of articles to use for ghost trapping. There are so many people troubled with colds these days. What chance do you think you have of escaping a cold? Well, very little. The fact is, few of us will get through the spring without at least one cold. And if you catch cold, the thing you want is relief from that ache all over feverish feeling. Just follow Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B is for be careful. Get more rest than usual. Avoid exposure. Dress comfortably. C is for comfort. Soothe the sore throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Be prepared, friends, by always having plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Friends, you want to enjoy good health, feel swell, look your best. If you think you may not be getting all the vitamins you must have in the food you eat, perhaps supplementary vitamins will help you keep feeling up to par. To easily find out, try the One-A-Day brand Home Vitamin Test. Get the 60-capsule $2 package of One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins from your druggist. Take one every day for 60 days. Then if you feel One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins have not been a good thing for you, your money will be refunded. So begin now. See for yourself with this easy One-A-Day brand home vitamin test.